scientific religion in the modern world. Before I proceed with the talk, shall we read what Albert Einstein, the greatest scientist in the 20th century, has said something about religion? If there is any religion that will cope with modern scientific needs, it would be Buddhism. But I think you have come across some other statements also, somewhat similar to this statement, also quoted as Albert Einstein said. Now, scientific religion in the modern world. In fact, science has broadened our understanding about the world. Science has extended our eyes. With our best telescopes, we can see the galaxies, we can observe them. With our microscopes, we can observe microorganisms, we can understand them better. With our cameras, we can record the nature, the sea, life, how flowers are blue, and see the creatures inside the ocean, how they behave. We can see such things. Scientists, they have discovered many things, in fact. They have broadened our understanding about the nature, about this planet, its life, about the other planetary systems. In fact, science has given us different aspects, different knowledge, different vision about this universe and the planet we are living today. A long ago, when human beings were still primitive, and when human beings did not have proper understanding about the world and the nature, we tend to think the wonders of nature and how certain things happen, they all were ascribed to unseen beings, unseen forces, supernatural beings. When we are very primitive, when we did not understand, when we did not have proper knowledge about the world, we easily recognize the nature and the world is a mystery, a place beyond of our understanding. All of a sudden, epidemic broke out. Hundreds and thousands of people died. Villages and cities were empty. We do not know why. All of a sudden, people died. But the science, they reveal the secret. Probably it is because of virus. It is because of the microbacteria or any other reason. People, when the epidemic communicable diseases broke out, they thought that it is because of some unseen beings. Some unseen beings are unhappy and they create this havoc. So they go to their shrines and started to pray. Religion came into existence. But science dispelled that darkness, dispelled that ignorance, and revealed to us, in fact, these things happen not because of unseen beings, but because of viruses. And they give us remedy, treatment, and today we accept it. A long ago, when there is drought, sometimes wildfire spread, and cities are destroyed, and people thought that a particular being or unseen beings are angry. We are snoring, we started to pray to the sun god, "God, please give the rain." Sometimes it rained and rained and rained, and it did not stop, and then floods. We started praying to the rain god. "The rain god, please stop, enough rain now." Tornado, tsunami, or any other natural disasters, we tend to think these are work of unseen beings, unseen forces. Yes, they are unseen forces, but we recognize them with some of the supernatural beings, and we started to believe, and we started to pray, and the religion came into existence, play a greater role. But today's science, they revealed very clearly how these natural disasters occur, not because of any supernatural being, but this is how nature is. If you want to know how earthquake occurs, science is the best. Science is the best explanation. How tsunami occurs, the scientists will explain to you better than anyone else. When Copernican theory revealed to the world that the earth is not round, it is flat, and it revolves around the sun, when Charles Darwin came out with how human beings came into existence, evolution theory, and when such discoveries made by the scientists, in fact, such discoveries became a great threat to some religions. But still, even though Buddhism is one of the oldest religions in the world, the Buddhism remains unchallenged even today, this 20th century. Dhamma is not challenged yet by the science. Why is so? Why many religions trembled in the light of the scientific discovery but not the Dhamma? What is the reason? There is one fundamental reason behind this. Both science and Buddhism share. Both science and Buddhism stand firmly on that ground. Because of that reason, Dhamma has never been challenged by the science, and Dhamma will never be challenged in the future by the science. There's nothing for the Dhamma, or there's nothing for that reason to be challenged. What is this fundamental reason and fundamental ground? Both Buddhism and science stand for truth, reality, knowledge. When it comes to knowledge, science dispels the darkness and explains the external world the way it is. When it comes to Buddhism, Buddhism too dispels the darkness and stands for the reality. So both Buddhism and science has got these two aspects. Both dispel the darkness from the human mind, both encourage the knowledge of reality. But the approach is different. Scientists explore the external world. They do the experiments about the external world. Geology, plant life, and astrology, such aspects about the external world. But Buddhism explores the internal world, human mind. So enlightened ones they explore the internal world. Scientists, they explore the external world. Both groups, they are heading from dark to light. Because of this fundamental reason, Dharma remains unchallenged. Why? Because Dharma explains the internal world, how it is, the exactly way it is, without distorting. Scientists too explain the world the way it is, without distorting. Because of such reason, Dharma is unchallenged. In fact, I think Buddhism is more suitable for modern world than ancient world. Why do I think so? It's because of five reasons. I consider Buddhism is scientific in its approach. It's logical, it's more suitable to modern world than ancient world. The first reason, Buddhism encourages analyzing, scrutinizing, freedom of thinking. Buddhism does not demand blind faith, but encourages right understanding. Buddhism, in fact, you are encouraged to ask questions. Buddhism is for those people who question, analyze, and scrutinize. In fact, famous Kalama Sutta, the Buddha says, do not believe anything just because it is written down in holy books. Do not believe anything just because it is coming down from generation. Do not believe anything just because it is said by the majority. Do not believe anything just because it is said by a religious person. Do not believe anything just because it is said by your teacher. Having given up such considerations, then use your common sense, analyze, scrutinize, reason out. After questioning, only then you must accept it. So here, like when a piece of gold is given to a goldsmith, he will cut it, rub it, touch it, and do the experiment to check whether it is a genuine piece of gold or not. Exactly the same manner, Dhamma is to be scrutinized. It has to be questioned. It has to be analyzed. Do not accept the Dhamma out of blind faith. Because of such encouragement, I would say Buddhism is suitable for modern world where people think scientifically, because it does not encourage blind belief, blind faith. Second reason why I think Buddhism is more practical and suitable for scientific people, it is because it is visible here and now. The last goal of many religions, if you were to ask, can be achieved only after the death. I would say in many religions, last goal is the heaven, if it is the case, and you can be born in the heaven only after the death. What is the last goal of the Buddhist? Enlightenment. Nibbana. Buddha never says, and it is never mentioned, and nobody says that Nibbana is to be achieved after the death. Nibbana is to be achieved here and now, while you are living. Nibbana is not something to be achieved beyond the death. So the goal of the Buddhist practitioner is achieving enlightenment here and now. Buddha achieved enlightenment as a human being. There were many hundreds and thousands of human beings followed his path and achieved enlightenment, and there are enlightened ones in the world. So The last goal of the Buddhist practice is achieving enlightenment, and that is to be achieved while we are living here and now. It can be directly verified by the individuals. Because of that reason, I think Buddhism is more suitable for modern world where people think scientifically and logically. Third reason why I think Buddhism is more applicable. The message of the Buddha, the Dhamma, he proclaimed, it is the existing reality of the universe, existing reality of this world. It is timeless. The Buddha says, Uppadava tathagatana, anuppadava tathagatana, titava sadhatu, dhamma titata, dhamma niyamata, idattacheta. Whether Buddhas arise in the world, or whether they do not arise in the world, Dhamma remains as a truth in the world. It is existing reality. What is this Dhamma? This is Four Noble Truths. Dependent origination, three marks of existence, five aggregates of clinging. This is the truth that remains forever in this universe. It is a Buddha who discovered this Dhamma. Dhamma is not created by the Buddha. Dhamma is not product of a Buddha, but discovery of a Buddha. Isaac Newton discovered gravity, but he did not produce gravity. In the same manner, Buddha discovered the existing truth. That's it. So because of that reason, I would say 2,500 years back, a wonderful human being recognized and discovered this existing reality and established the system for the other human beings to follow and realize the same truth. For that reason, I would say Buddhism is more scientific and more suitable for the modern world. The fourth reason why I think Buddhism is again more suitable for the modern world. Modern world today, in fact, we are facing war, violence, human beings are threatening each other that they can do more destructions. Nuclear weapons are ready at any time. Two atomic bombs were shed, I think around 6 years back. 1949, Second World War II time, in Japan, we are reaping the benefit of it. There are many countries with nuclear powers now. Each and every nation is challenging towards each other that they can do more destruction than the others. Such is the world where we live. Human history has become reddened with blood because of the war. And the danger is still there. If we were to have a nuclear war today, it is possible humankind can wipe out from this planet. In fact, human beings are becoming a great threat. Their own existence to this planet. It is because of greed, hatred, and delusion, nothing else. It is because of human greed, human hatred, human delusion, we create this havoc in this world. Buddha recognize it, and Buddha teach the way how to uproot greed, hatred, and delusion perfectly, permanently, and irreversibly, so that we will become peaceful human beings, sublime human beings. We will create the heaven on the earth. Religion is supposed to bring peace. Religion is supposed to bring understanding. Religion is supposed to make people selfless. And in that case, I would say Buddhism is suitable for this because it encourages uprooting of greed, hatred, and delusion, and it encourages compassion, goodwill, friendship, and marvelous qualities. For that reason, I would say Buddhism is more suitable for modern world than ancient world. The fifth reason why I think Buddhism is more suitable for the modern world is this. Buddhism never teach that human beings have given the open authority and supreme power to plunder this planet at his will. Human beings are only another group of species among many others. No doubt, being human beings, we have got wonderful capacities and abilities. But it does not mean we have the power, we have the authority to plunder this planet at our will. This planet, with its birds and bees, flora and fauna, is not created for the human beings, but we are part of it. Buddhism recognizes itapacheta, interdependent nature, interdependent coexistence, dependent origination, paticca-sampada. In this case, we are part of the universe. We are not independent. Without trees and plants, we cannot live. Without birds and bees, we cannot live. We are part and parcel of this process, of this universe. Being wise human beings, it is our duty to take care of this planet. It is our duty to take care of our environment, our ecological system. Human beings, we are destroying this planet to that extent that it cannot recover the way that we are destroying now. So Buddhism recognizes the action responsibility, the action responsibility. We are responsible for our own action. Karma is action. You are responsible for your own action. Human beings are given the responsibility to behave in a such a way that we create this planet to be a pleasurable place for all the living beings to live peacefully. So this is the fifth reason why I think that Buddhism is more suitable for modern world where people think